Macmillan Audio presents Churchill's Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare by Giles Milton. Read for you by the author.
Clive, my dear fellow, this is not a gentleman's war. This is a life and death struggle. You're fighting for your very existence against the most devilish idea ever created by a human brain, Nazism. And if you lose, there won't be a return match next year, perhaps not even for 100 years. The Life and Death of Colonel Blimp, Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger. Prologue. The world was going mad in the spring of 1939, or that's how it seemed to Joan Bright. A jaunty 29-year-old with swept-up hair and a button-down dress, she had travelled to London in search of secretarial work, having just turned down a job in Germany as governess to the children of Rudolf Hess, the deputy Führer of the Third Reich. When she mentioned her need for employment to an old friend, he gave her a strange piece of advice. He said he could get her work if she went to St. James's Park Underground Station at 11 a.m. on a certain day wearing a pink carnation. He added that a lady would be waiting for her and would whisk her away for an interview. Joan only half believed what her friend had said. Indeed, as the day approached...